Near the end of the lecture, we will directly talk about a topic that some devotees have asked why we haven't discussed it already. And that is relationship of Srila Prabhupada with devotees who are not his direct disciples, but who are disciples of his disciples. It's true we could have talked about it in connection with different things. Question came up about listening to tapes when we were talking about Prabhupada's tapes and other things. So I hope we'll be able to talk about it also in the question part of this class and more as you like at another time after this class also. I mentioned we have a couple of open classes. So I just mentioned that at the beginning of this separation class. And although when we discuss it, there may be, we may hear expressions of a lot of different opinions on it. One of those things that there's still a discussion about in ISKCON. But I all along assumed a simple working definition, which is what I'll continue to go on, and that is, if someone asks, who's hearing about Prabhupada and appreciating Prabhupada, and he's not a disciple of Prabhupada, he asks, can these devotees have a direct relationship with Prabhupada? And the answer is yes. And to give it a name, it's called, he's a Shiksha Guru for all persons, just like we can have a direct relationship with acharyas through their teachings from the past. And then if the question is, well, can I also have, can I also develop a loving service relationship with my Diksha spiritual master or my Shiksha spiritual master who's living now at the same time fully? Can I develop it fully? I would also answer yes, because these spiritual relationships are unlimited. But the different ramifications about this we can discuss more. Suffice to say, I intend this for everybody, that we can appreciate Prabhupada, and specifically in separation, because he's gone now in his personal presence for all of us. So the theme is important because it's the way we have to serve Prabhupada now. And unless we learn it, we may think that we have no connection with Prabhupada. A newcomer to Krishna consciousness will think that he has no chance to please or to displease the founder Acharya. So it's important to understand it. As everyone knows, there are two terms for the two different kinds of relationship with the spiritual master, the Vapu and Vani. Nishinga, you want to give a quick definition of Vapu and Vani? Vapu is physically present, serving. Vani serving the instructions. And of the two, the Vani is considered more important. As Prabhupada states it in the concluding words to Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are two ways of association by Vani and Vapu. Vani means words. Vapu means physical presence. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not. But Vani continues to exist eternally. Therefore, we must take advantage of the Vani, not the physical presence. That's a pretty compelling argument, that if you say, well, my sentiment is that personal is more important, but then the objection is, but you can't get it all the time. You had it, now you can't get it. But this Vani you can always get. Bhagavad Gita, for example, is the Vani of Lord Krishna. Although Lord Krishna was personally present 5,000 years ago, and he is no longer physically present from the materialistic point of view, Bhagavad Gita continues. Um, There was something else I want to do at the beginning, but it's still appropriate here, about in terms of this topic, separation from Prabhupada. I wanted to read a little poem that I wrote, and especially for the purport it brings up. This I did this while preparing for these talks some months ago. The men are downstairs researching the books for tonight's talk on separation from Prabhupada. I'm familiar with the subject, and I am confident there's enough material to last an hour. So I busy myself with other things, assuming when the time comes, I'll do all right. I'll remember Prabhupada, but not like in November 1977 at the Mahotsava in Prabhupada's honor, when Brahmananda rose to speak and broke down crying. So, I wanted to acknowledge and, so to speak, apologize for giving a class on separation without having the bhava or the shoka, the grief that this subject actually should bring up, as it did on that occasion. People were giving speeches. And I remember I was sitting next to Pradyumna, and he said that some of the different Vrijabhasis, when Brahmananda went to speak and he couldn't speak, they said, this is shoka, this is real shoka, this is real bhakti. So, in other words, this is what a disciple should do, not that he feels very loquacious and has a lot of things to say because the spiritual master is gone. Like Lord Chaitanya said about separation from Krishna, that if he really felt it and with devotion, then how could I live? He's gone, and I still live. So where's my devotion? Something is better than nothing, and if we do talk in parampara on these principles, it may be helpful. But we can keep in mind the real powerful emotions of separation are not just a subject for only for classroom discussion. All right, so we're discussing Vani, and more important than Vapu. But someone may ask, all right, I admit the Vani is more important, but don't you need some Vapu in order to, you had to have had some personal physical relationship. And then when he's not there, then you can serve him. How can you just have only Vani? But it's not necessarily so that you must have Vapu also. Those who did have the physical association can tell others about him, and they can remember him, and everyone can serve in parampara. Many great devotees of Lord Chaitanya never were with him on the planet at the same time. Even his near contemporaries like Krishnadas Kaviraj, Narottam Das Thakur, and others. So the principle is the same for Prabhupada. You can come and hear about him and serve in a very personal way. Before proceeding with Prabhupada and how he taught us separation, I'd like to step back a little into the philosophy to consider the principle in terms of our relationship with Krishna. This will help us appreciate how much the Vani, or separation mood, is at the heart of the Vaishnava philosophy. This is the, especially the six Goswamis, they served the gopis and Gopi Bhav, but in separation from Krishna. The gopis in separation from Krishna was their, you can say, specialty. So the gopis themselves were in separation from Krishna, sometimes together, but their separation was very intense. And that was what was celebrated or followed by Lord Chaitanya. For example, when Krishna went to the forest with his cowherd boyfriends and cows, the gopis did not physically take part, but their hearts went with him. And because their hearts went, they were able to enjoy his company through strong feelings of separation. To acquire this strong feeling of separation is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya and his direct disciplic succession of Goswamis. When we are not in physical contact with Krishna, we can associate with him like the gopis through feelings of separation. And why does Krishna do this? But he has facility. He's not like sometimes an immigrant. He goes to a new country and he can't be with his family, so the conditions are beyond him. But why does this happen with Krishna and his devotees, that he can't be with them? Krishna explains this to the gopis. My dear friends, you must be aggrieved by my words and acts, but you must know that sometimes I do not reciprocate with my devotees' dealings with me. It appears that my devotees are very much attached to me, but sometimes I do not reciprocate their feelings properly in order to increase their love for me more and more. If I can be very easily approached by them, they might think, Krishna is so easily available. So sometimes I do not respond. If a person has no money, but after some time accumulates some wealth and then loses it, he will think of the lost property 24 hours a day. Similarly, in order to increase the love of my devotees, sometimes I appear to be lost to them. Instead of forgetting me, they feel their loving sentiments for me increase. This is Krishna's psychological reasoning. And we can apply this in our case today, too. In other words, it's not emptiness. There's potency there, as much or more than when you come together. The principle is also stated in another place in the CC. The path of sense gratification causes material distress, but one cannot compare that with spiritual separation. In spiritual separation, there is neither inebriety nor ineffectiveness, as one finds with material separation. Now, it may seem like that to a devotee, that without my spiritual master or without Krishna, I can't function at all, and I don't feel much devotion. But that's a kind of a forgetfulness that one can recover from. Like Arjuna was always with Krishna, and then when Krishna left, he felt so bereft, as if nothing could restore him except being with Krishna. But then he remembered the Vani, that Krishna gave me his Vani in Bhagavad Gita. And then he recovered everything. Arjuna was grief-stricken because of his strong feelings of separation from Krishna. Prabhupada says, the problem which arose in the heart of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was solved by the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Again, after the departure of the Lord from the vision of earthly people, when Arjuna was face to face with being vanquished in his acquired power and prominence, he wanted again to remember the great teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. And speaking of gopis and Arjuna, great devotees, separation from Krishna, Srila Prabhupada also felt it and expressed it sometimes intensely. When he left Radha Damodar and Vrindavan, he went on the boat to America, he expressed that, I'm feeling very much for their lordships so far away from Vrindavan. And then he also remembered. Otherwise, it would be a kind of a crippling experience. But they remember. Today, that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. Because I have a great longing, I call to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no other means of success. That's Prabhupada writing on the ship on the ocean. Now, this Vani, or separation, it doesn't happen all at once, just when the spiritual master disappears or when Prabhupada disappears. From the Krishna Lila, we understood that every day, that was the gopi's main diet of Krishna association, that he's not there. He goes off with the cowherd boys and not with them. They have to wait. So, similarly, Prabhupada, he trained the devotees in this. And from the very beginning, he warned us, I'm an old man, I may go at any moment. So you have to become fixed up in my teachings. So we did not understand exactly what this would mean, emotionally and spiritually. But we can't say he didn't train us, even while he was present. And in the very beginning, in New York City, when he began his preaching, he stayed there for about 6.5 months, and then he left for San Francisco, and that was a great shock to the devotees. So when he got there, some of the devotees wrote to him and expressed this, feeling bereft. And on that first level, called like a superficial level, you think, well, I can't go on. I can't follow the rules and regulations. I can't save myself from Maya. There's no nectar. There's no Swamiji. What can we do? Maybe we shouldn't even continue. But then we have to remember, or he will remind us. So Prabhupada, he wrote to the devotees back in New York, I understand that you are feeling my absence. Krishna will give you strength. Physical presence is immaterial. Presence of the transcendental sound received from the spiritual master should be the guidance of life. That will make our spiritual life successful. If you feel very strongly about my absence, you may place my pictures on my sitting places, and this will be a source of inspiration for you. And in the biography, I described the situation that followed. The letter had helped. Brahmananda had posted it in the storefront. Now Swamiji had clearly enunciated that they were still with him and he was still in New York with them. It was something special, service to the spiritual master in separation. And even the devotees in San Francisco who were with Swamiji every day could not yet know its special taste. While the devotees in New York performed their daily duties, they often quoted from the letter and thought about it. We're beginning to understand what Swamiji meant when he said that worship and separation is more relishable. Prabhupada, therefore, he would encourage us to be enlivened and feel his presence even when he wasn't there. He said, you may be in one part of the world and I'm in a distant part of the world, but if we both are chanting Hare Krishna, we'll all be packed up together. And again and again, in his letters, he taught the principle. And we read these letters even today, now that the separation is more complete. This is a really beautiful one from April 69. Our meeting and separation in the material world is like the flowing tide of the river. During the flowing tide of the river, so many different floating articles meet together, and with the flowing, they again become separated by the movement of the waves. That is exactly the way of material life. But our separation, although it resembles exactly the material way, is completely different. In the spiritual world, separation is more relishable than meeting. In other words, in spiritual life, there is no separation. Separation is eternal, and meeting is also eternal. Separation is simply another feature of meeting. And in 1970, thank you very much and all the devotees for offering me a garland daily as you were doing when I was physically present. If a disciple is constantly engaged in carrying out the instruction of his spiritual master, he is supposed to be constantly in company with his spiritual master. Prabhupada himself had a mood of separation for his spiritual master, both during his guru's presence and after the disappearance of Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada tells us he met his guru over the years, or maybe a dozen times, he said. So he was always serving in separation. What did he say? I met such a nice saintly person. And years went by just thinking of him and carrying out his orders. He reminded us of that to help us in our relationship with Prabhupada, which was arranged by Krishna to have a lot of separation in it. One time when Prabhupada came back to New York, one of the devotees was crying. He was going to New York to go to India, maybe never to come back, in ill health. So Prabhupada patted him on the back and said, I can understand that you're feeling separation. I'm feeling from my Guru Maharaj also. This is Krishna consciousness. There's a question, a little esoteric, but it was important to me right after Prabhupada's disappearance. I remember discussing it with Giriraj Maharaj and others. And it was wanting a philosophical explanation for how Prabhupada could be present with us after his disappearance, that would be as satisfying and authoritative as the instruction that Krishna is with us because he's in our heart as in a specific form of the super soul. So whenever we want, whenever we're sincere, Krishna can talk to us and guide us. Tesham satata yuktanam. He's in our heart. So what is the Shastric philosophical evidence that the principle like that works with Prabhupada, because Prabhupada is not Vishnu, he's a jiva. So one of the satisfying answers was to see different statements where we hear that the pure devotee is in the heart of the Lord, and as the Lord is in your heart, he's in the heart with pure devotee. For example, in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada defines Krishna. He says, Krishna includes all such expansions as well as his pure devotees. Krishna does not mean just Krishna alone. He is always with his associates and paraphernalia. In the Bhagavatam 9.4.68, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. And then definitely, Prabhupada said this, stated this principle in relationship to his Guru Maharaj in that important concluding words of CC. I think that his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by his words. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma feature is always sitting with all his devotees and associates. Another way we can understand that a spiritual master, Prabhupada, is in our heart is that in an inconceivable way, he's considered the same as the Chaitya Guru, or the Lord Vishnu in the heart. Or there's an intimate relationship between Chaitya Guru, Krishna in the heart, and the Diksha or Shiksha Guru, who represents him. This is described elaborately in the purports in the fourth canto about Paranjana becomes a woman, and his husband dies, and the analogy is made that the woman grieving over the departed husband is like a disciple whose guru is left. And the advice we're given is that, in terms of the guru and disciple, if the disciple, I'll read it. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tantamount means it's equal to, as good as. This means the meeting of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. So the vani is Krishna. Prabhupada's vani is a form of Krishna. And you can get from that, if the vani is in your heart and you're living according to it, it's as good as being with Krishna all the time. This is technically called vani seva. One should serve the words of the spiritual master and stick to whatever he orders, and by following that line, one sees the personality of Godhead. If one asks, why doesn't he see Krishna directly? When I follow the Guru, why don't I always see Vishnu? Vishwanath Chakravarti remarks that unless one is highly elevated in loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot see him. But if he sticks to following the orders of the Guru, somehow or other, he is in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So take it on faith that the Guru Vani, Prabhupada Vani, is being with Krishna. Sure.
The reference before this one. Uh-huh. Could you mind reading it again?
The one, yeah, the fourth canto one. That was Prabhupada's statement about his Guru Maharaj in the concluding words. I think that's what I have. And this is a very definite description. I think that his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by his words. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is always sitting with all His devotees and associates.
This you're presenting is a response to your own question, your discussion with Giri Rajamaharaja, the Shastra person, to say that the
right.
Master is in the heart,
yeah.
Like super souls.
Right.
So, would you say that that is a matter of love?
Yeah, love. No, love which will bring forth the pure devotee who's there to reciprocate.
Someone who has no love for Krishna, still Paramatma is there in his heart. I mean, yeah. Overtly manifesting.
But Krishna doesn't speak to him like he does in those two verses of Bhagavad Gita. I speak to those who worship me with love.
Trying to follow the line.
Yeah.
You're discussing with Giri Rajamaharaja. This reference means it is appropriate to say, according to Shastra, the spiritual master is also in the heart and Paramatma. According to the love of
I think that's right.
You could say,
as every jiva has the Lord in the heart, well, every jiva doesn't have a relationship with Prabhupada, but those who do, they have Prabhupada, but still among them, according to how they activate it, he reveals himself. And the more sincere they follow his vani, he'll talk to them. Okay.
My training in Krishna consciousness was based on some understanding of, well, the feeling of separation for the spiritual master is an inappropriate feeling, mainly based on a letter the Prabhupada wrote when sort of meaning he was away. His answer was, this is not a proper sentiment towards one's spiritual master. We should feel, as Prabhupada is expressing here,
that he's
always with me. You were always with your spiritual master.
Well, it's almost like semantics. I don't know that letter exactly that you're referring to, but if the disciple is saying, when you're not here, I feel that you're not here, then it would be what I call that like lesser level, that I forget you and I forget your mission. You say, no, that's not proper. I'm actually here through my instruction. Don't you understand? Don't say that. But to say that we shouldn't cultivate separation, I would say we shouldn't cultivate that kind of crippling or superficial separation. But you have to cultivate separation, because what else can you... He's not here in the other sense.
Well, for one reply,
yeah.
Is that letter that Prabhupada, for that comment that Prabhupada made about his spiritual mind?
That he is present, he always sees me.
In fact, that was his reply letter that, in my case, I'm feeling my spiritual master is with me always, and so you can also feel the same way by following my instructions.
All right, I accept what you're saying. I didn't understand at first what you're saying. Now I understand what you're saying. They are different things, but I think they're both valid. That you can feel. At least there's a difference. They're simultaneously, inconceivably, one and different. The Prabhupada said, why would the gopis cry unless Krishna was actually, unless they could feel that he's actually there, but he's not there. He's there and he's explaining to them, I'm actually here, but actually he's not there in a certain sense. I think. So I was sort of, until you spoke, I maybe was emphasizing a little more the crying that he's not here or something, but still saying that he is here, but he's not here. And you're saying, well, he's very much here, and there's no question of his not being here. So it's almost like two confidential devotees talking with each other, like Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, as that wonderful example in Nectar Devotion, where Yasoda is crying that Krishna's not there. And Nanda says, foolish woman, stop crying. Can't you see that Krishna's right here? Why are you crying? So he was like perceiving that Krishna's actually there, and she's crying in love of Krishna because he's not there. So you're like saying more like Nanda. What's the big deal of separation? Prabhupada's here. And I was trying to express both, but maybe the other side more is that, well, what do you mean he's completely here? Like Trivikram Maharaj said, would you like to read his books, or if Prabhupada was in the next room, would you go there? And if I said to him, well, Prabhupada is in the next room, he's in his books, he'd say, yeah, not like it was, though. And like I hope it will be again. So they're just like devotees exchanging feelings about...
Can I just ask one more thing? You, or at least at some point, if not immediately now, would you like to clarify, you're making some similarities between feeling separation from Krishna and feeling separation from Prabhupada. So how are there differences in those feelings of separation?
Not too essentially. It's just a difference of the person. One is Krishna and one is Prabhupada. For us personally, one is with a person who we did know intimately, although we didn't know him deeply, but he was with us, the great soul who walked among us. And the other is one, the personality of Godhead, who Prabhupada told us about, who we never did meet. Who is God, who is Bhagavan, and Prabhupada is the worshipper of Bhagavan. So it's in their identities more, the difference, that one is Krishna, who Prabhupada has introduced us to, who is our eternal friend and personality of Godhead. And the other is Prabhupada, who we massaged and who we walked with, etc. Two different persons. But God allows his pure devotee, like Prabhupada, to do things like be in the heart of his devotee also. Do you want to help answer his question?
The Prabhupada said that you should not see the spiritual master separate from Krishna, in the sense that this is Vidura, as Mari Yudhisthira called Vidura, when he was coming back, the God Vidas, Bhagavatas, Kirtha Bhutas, Swayam Vibho. But the spiritual master, he's there with Krishna all the time. So, remembering Prabhupada means simultaneously to remember Krishna too.
He's asking, is there any difference? So you're saying no, in a sense.
In one sense, there's no.
Yeah.
Because wherever Prabhupada was, the whole spiritual world is there.
But just like we never say, well, there's no difference between Krishna and Prabhupada. We're certainly not going to say that. That's Mayavadi class. The persons are different, but the way to contact them, or the way they're available, is the same.
When Prabhupada's there, just like Krishna is never without his devotee, the pure devotees are never without Krishna. Wherever they are, therefore Krishna is there with his entourage also.
And you can add, by the grace of Krishna. In a sense, it's not by the grace of Prabhupada, although it is true also, because the devotee has some control over Krishna. But ultimately, it's by the grace of Krishna that the pure devotee can expand, can be in the heart, and things like that. It's Krishna's desire. Maharaj?
Just in regard to the separation between the pure devotees, Saratam Das Thakur was written in the song J. Anil Pramadana, in which he's lamenting the departure of, so we don't feel it.
That's a good example. Like Ramapad Maharaj, you said like the disciple was kind of corrected for some feelings of lamentation and absence. And that song is, I'll crack my head on the rocks. What will I do? They're not here. It wasn't just, it didn't end that, no, these thoughts are nonsense, he's actually here. But it gives us like just the grief, transcendental, which is not material, Prabhupada says. So that song is particular mood. That's not the only song we have. But there it is. Maharaj?
The transcendental dealings of Radha and Krishna, there are so many different emotions that we can't really conceive of. Such as when they meet together, sometimes they feel intense separation in their meeting. And sometimes when they're separated, they feel like they're completely together. So I think probably it's
ability
to kind
of Yeah. You're speaking of another way that we can experience separation, the fact that you're empowered to do your service. In the Prabhupada Nectar, we had a category in one book, Service and Separation, and devotees gave different memories. One said he felt Prabhupada's presence even now in ISKCON. Another emphasized his instruction. Another said, oh, Daivi Shakti spoke about taking care of Prabhupada's house here in Vrindavan. Now, Prabhupada is definitely present. It's his house. I have to take care of the rooms. So another said, well, I just sit down and read the books. I think, let me spend some time with Prabhupada and I read the books. So all these ways are ways to contact him. I would like to bring up that question now that I mentioned in the beginning. How can the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada relate to him personally and think of pleasing him now after his disappearance, since they never knew him by the physical association?
Could you speak up, please?
Sorry, I'm saying, through the association of Prabhupada's disciples, one can gain a little insight into the association of Srila Prabhupada. Like, for example, we had this couple of informal classes given down in the arts area there, where they make.
Yeah.
And so many of Prabhupada's disciples were giving nectarian stories of Prabhupada's early days, and one really felt like getting some close association through that.
Yeah. Another one is that there is a kind of Vapu association with Prabhupada through the Murti. And even that is available. We don't have a rule in ISKCON that unless you're a Prabhupada disciple, you can't have a Prabhupada Murti. Maybe the disciple will approach with a picture of his guru also there. But he can directly worship Prabhupada. That's another way that he can go to Prabhupada directly. Other on that question, how the grand disciples of Prabhupada can relate to him personally?
The brother writes in the next, I heard all day, he said, because you were following the instructions of Guru Goswami, because you were reading this nectar of devotion, and you were following the instructions of Guru Goswami, therefore you were actually doing service.
Yeah.
So if service is the actual most intimate
and then it's just it's that question of sincerity again, that he's in the heart or he's present by his instructions, and whether you're a disciple or a grand disciple, the more sincere you are, it's not like you're eternally junior or subordinate by some eternal spiritual caste system. Well, they can't be as dear to Prabhupada. They're not disciples. They're not Prabhupada disciples. But it doesn't have that kind of limit. So the more sincere you are, the more you can be intimately reciprocating with Prabhupada. That's the whole point that we're discussing about separation, that it is available. And so it's available for everyone who is a Prabhupada Anuga. All right, I have a follow-up question. How do grand disciples approach Prabhupada through their own spiritual master?